Okay. Oh no, I got all messed up. Yes, we have to start again now. So now we're continuing. We are continuing Mishnah, Mishperek Lamed, Mishnah Dalet. The last part of the picture. The afachesesh shel zechuchas, the funnel of glass. This funnel over here is made from glass. Okay. So mimali chitim mikani full of wheat. Afachesesh shel zechuchas. Then it goes through the whole derech nekev sheba even chel el yoyna. Yardim achitim lamato vinit chonim, and it's ground up. So the wheat goes in the glass, it goes down, and you spin it, and it gets ground up, and you have nice, you have flour. Okay, so let's take a look over here, what it says over here in the Mishnah. Let's take a look. Let us go back. So now let's go back to the Mishnah. Now we finished the Mishnah. Let's read the Mishnah to the Rav. Tzloiches ketana. A tzloiches ketana. Okay, that you dip your finger in. Shenit al pia tmeya.
It's tummy.
No, so it's ketana is this one. That's this one. That's the mini. And this is the micro, this is the mini, and this is the large. Got it? So ketana, tzloiches ketana, that's ketana. Ketana.
This is the micro.
That's the micro. Shenit al pia tmeya. Why? Because you can still use it. Just because the top came off, you can still use it in the normal way. But gedoyla shenit al pia, but the gedoyla shenit al pia is going to be tahira. Period. Shel pal yotoin, that is the micro. The micro is the paliyato. In the micro, which you dip your finger inside, you have shemen afarsamoin. This is not just shemen. This is shemen afarsamoin. Bulls are more very expensive, so you only have very, very small amounts. It's extremely expensive.
The shemen that we used in the Beit HaMikdash. Shemen zayisach.
Shemen paliyato. Shemen paliyato. Shenit al pia. The shemen paliyato. Shenit al pia. Tahira. It is tahira. The reason why it is tohor is because it's sorachas means it scratches. It scratches es hayad. You're afraid to put your finger, to dip your finger into the thing because it's going to scratch your finger. Then you're going to have, you're going to hurt yourself. You're going to hurt your little finger. We don't want to hurt your little finger. Therefore, it's going to be tohor. Shel paliyot and shnigal piyot tohor b'nei shi sorachas es hayad. Okay, next. Then it says leginin gidolim, a very large one. This is the very large one. Shenit al pihen tmein bibnei shehu misaknon lichvoshin. Because now what is in lichvoshin? Shekovshin bohem yerek b'melach uvechoymetz umanichim oisam sham lehiskayim. What is that? Michelle gidolim. What is this? Leginim gedolim, very large leginim. This is sloichas. It's not showing you a picture. It is not showing you a picture of leginim gedolim. There is no picture. How do you like that? On the last page, we don't have a picture. Leginim gedolim, very large containers. Shenit al pien etemeim ibnei shehu misaknon lichvoshin. You use it for lichvoshin. Let's see. Leginim gedolim shenit al pien etemeim ibnei shehu misaknon lichvoshin. Shekayv shemuchem yerek bemelach. You crush. Yerek,
that's no, you don't crush.
You soak.
No, it's a
kovish. You soak.
Kovish means like
you soak. Prolonged soaking.
It's marinate.
Marinate. So what is marinating?
Marinate.
Salt.
It's like, you know,
salt water.
It's like a
brine.
Yeah, it's like you put it.
You take vegetables and you soak it in a concentrated salt water.
Right. It's
concentrated
kushin,
salt water.
Kushin
kovish. Who you learn that from?
I'm a Dafyomi guy.
Kavish kimavushal. Kavish kimavushal.
It's a very potent type of situation.
So misaknan lichvoshim. So aleginim gedolim shenit. They have a very, very large containers, extremely large containers. Shenit al pin, who are broken, tmein, because they still have a function. What is the function? You use these very large containers, even though the top has been broken off.
Where is the picture?
There is no picture. I told you that.
Like
you're not listening.
Like we're giving this back.
There's no picture. This last halacha, there is no picture for. Leginim gedolim shnit al pien tmeim ibnei shehu misaknan lichvoshin.
It's a bucket. Ginim gedolim is a big bucket, right?
It's a very large container. Leginim gedolim shnit al pien tmeim ibnei shehu misaknan lichvoshin. The top the top of the
what about it?
It's missing. It's like broke.
Another broken
just
top?
Like this top broke,
another
this
broken
top,
top,
another broken top. It broke.
Is it a schuskes?
No, it's a leginim. It's made from some type of matter. Either wood or clay or plastic or I don't know, some type of material. It's broken. It's broken. It's not in its original form. It's not usable for its original purpose. Yet, nevertheless, the Mishnah tells us that even though it's not usable for its original purpose, but it has a new purpose in this world. A new purpose. The new purpose is that it's going to be used to marinate vegetables. Okay? Leginim gedolim shnidal piyam tmei mebnei shu misaknon lichvoshin. You can use lichvoshim shekoyim shemachem yerek b'melach yigon, you pickle vegetables and salt, uvechoymetz manichim oysam sham lehiskeim, you leave it there for a very long period of time. Okay?
Good.
Next, a parches. What's a parches? A parches is a funnel. A funnel. A funnel that you use on a mill, a hand mill.
Why can't we say this is also talking about zchuchas? Everything else.
It doesn't say zchuchas.
But everything else is zchuchas.
It doesn't say. It's a different case. You only ain l'cha b'mashem. You only have. Only you know what it says. It doesn't say dealing with zchuchas.
But it doesn't say. It doesn't say anything else. It says ginim gedolim.
Leginim, large container. Shanit al piyam tmei mebnei shu misaknam lichvoshim. Next, v'afar keshel zchuchas, a funnel of glass that is used in this hand mill to hira. Am Rabbi Yossi, Ashrecha, fortunate are you.
What happened to the Tzafracha Shel Zechuchas?
It says Tahara.
What happened to it?
Nothing happened to it.
You mean it's always Tahara? It's
always Tahara.
It's
not a utensil. It's not, because it's only used as a channel. It's only used to direct. It's only used to direct food in a direction.
Liquid.
Veho Afarche Shel Zechuchas Tahara. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Ashrecha Kelim, fortunate are you, Mesech de Kelim, Shenich Nasta Bituma, Viotsasa Bituhara. You entered Bituhuma, Ashrecha Kelim, Mesech de Kelim, Shenich Nasta Bituhuma, Viotsa Bituhara, Mascheles, Beavis Hatumais. The Mesech begins with Avis Hatumais, Umisayemes, Haafreches, Shalskukis, Tahara. And the end of the Mesech concludes with a funnel, which is Tahara. Very nice way to end, right?
Beautiful.
Okay, let's see what it says in the Rav.
Very cool.
Let's see what it says in the Rav. Mishnah Dalit. Tzleiches. Ke'en tzleiches shel zchuches shelanu. Glass. Okay, so Daka says glass. We're dealing with glass. Your question. Are we dealing with glass? Are we dealing with other matters? So we're dealing with glass. Ke'en tzleiches shel zchuches shelanu sheyesh lehem tzavar aruch. Which has a very long neck. Our type of glass utensils have a very long neck. Okay, these are long necks. A long neck. A tzavar. Cried on his neck. On his neck. The neck is the base of Hamikdash. So Shanit al Pia. So the neck has been taken away. The base of Hamikdash. The neck is a metaphor for the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash has been taken away. So what is the halacha? Shnidal piya, shnidal tzavara. So what is the halacha? It's ketana, shnidal piya, temeya. When the ketana is taken away, it's temeya. Which one? The two batei mikdashos. There's the gedol and the ketana. The bayis rishon, bayis sheni. Which one was the ketana? The bayis sheni was ketana relative to the bayis rishon because it was missing five things. Shanit al piya, shanit al tzavara. So what is halacha? What is gedolah? Shanit al piya hatmeya. Let's say gedolah shanit al piya tahara. Gedolah she'ena yichoyle linot al biyada achas ella b'shtei yadas kui gedolah v'shach yichoyle linot biyada achas kui ketana. Shel paliyotoin shel shemen aparsmain. Paliyotoin means micro. It's used to store shemen aparsmain. Tahara the sulu chazilim l'mlacha. The neishu tzurachas es hayad habol los es yod l'seichel l'kachas min hamin hapaliyotin. Lahariach boi to smell yod nichnat nisreches v'nistretes v'nikreas. It gets cut, gets damn injured, cut. Serechas kimoi, serechas bechof. When it says serechas, even though the Mishnah over here says serechas with a ches, sometimes a ches can be interpreted as if there is a chof. Okay. An adhesion, some type of adhesion on the lungs. So it gets a sircha. There's some type of a resistance. Okay, asayad. Leginim gedolim kumay kadim very large containers. Misaknim lichvashim shukhev shemuchem yerek b'melach v'vchametz v'nichim shosam l'sham l'hiskayim. Afarches kli osu l'reichayim shirochav b'lamal, it's wide b'lamala v'katz b'lamata. B'shulof v'noistim b'chitim v'harbe b'pamachas v'him yodim me'at ma'at l'sechareichayim v'nitzum nitchonim sham. V'dugmasim usin b'reish hachagiga osu oznecha, make your ears ki afreches. Make your ears like an afreches. Take in a lot, but don't accept. You do that all the time. Talk to you all the time, and you don't listen to me. It's like marriage, right?
Your ears, like a lot goes in and a small amount comes out. Ashrecha kelim sechta kelim b'shnuknas l'betumah v'yos v'tayru m'ascheles b'alvas ha'tumais u'mesayemes v'afreches shal tzuchuches tayru, which comes out with the last halacha is tayru. It's chaz the Mishnah. I want to see what it says over here. I'm curious to see what it says over here in the Yigam Farshim. Let's see. Tzloiches, nachmal, tzloiches kitana. Again, this is the micro, the mini, and the regular. The kitana, shnigal pia, the top came off. It's tenea. It's still functional.
Correct.
The gedol of the kema is going to be. It's going to be tetara. Shel pal yotain. That's the micro. Shnidal pia tahira mevnei shi sarachas esay, because going to hurt the finger and the yad. Leginim gedolim shnidal pia, very large containers. Okay, it's a kadin, like a pitcher. Shnidal pia. The top came out. Teneim mevnei because shu misaknon lichvashim, because you can use it. You still have a function, even though the top has been broken. You can still use it for the function. Pickling. What is the function? You can pickle fruit. You can pickle things. Veho afar case shell zichuchis, a funnel of glass that you put on top of the handmill, which you pour the wheat and it goes down into the hole, and then you when you spin it, it grinds up the wheat into fine flour. Right? You ever do this at home?
Sure.
You have a big stone, a little stone.
Have a funnel and a rechayim.
And you spin it. Shell zichuchis tohira. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Ashrecha kelim shenichnasta bituma v'yotzasa v'tahara nishlama. Let's see, Ashrecha kelim mikan masha shakol mesechta mesechta k'varhoisa stu koydim Rabbi Shabbi Yosi he b'dorsh
before
Rabbi Nakadosh. It was already arranged. Here he also compiled it, because he was before Shavrei Rabbi Yosi, Yebidar Shalifnei Rabbi. He lived, Rabbi Yosi lived in the generation before Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Asaf Ekol Gedei Lichach, Mea Doiroi V'chol Echad V'yachad He'id, Ma Shishama Mea Rabbi Yosaf, Dei Tesa V'kulam V'kulam Shilvan Rabbi, Shilvan means he gathered them, Rebbeinu HaKadosh, B'mokoyim Hanos Lohem, Bein HaMishnayis HaKoidmin. The altisma shrek hama mishnayos kvar bimei avmevinu olav hasholay nishnu already doing avmevinu had nichnes b'tahuma v'yotz b'tahara hi ha-dugma ha-dugma sa-adam she-vodav him klei kodesh ravitz Hashem Baruch Hu v'nichna salama b'tuma ki yitzivas v'mitipa t'meya shehi avatuma. A person comes from a tipa selucha,
yeah,
which is an avatuma,
right?
Avatuma. Who can make a tar mitame? Ashrecha, only the Ribbono Shel Olam can make a person. Mi yitain reishimayim. It's one of the kinos. Mi yitain reishimayim. It's a pshat. Reishi means my head, my mayim is tar. Uzrati elechem mayim tohim. The taharti, the head is fashtut with tuma. The Beis Hamikdash was chayav because our head was fashtut with tuma. Memele miyitin reishimayim can make my mind tohar from the tar, the tahara from the mayim of a hoy called some luchu lemayim tohar hakadosha tohar, yeah. Umiyitin tohar mitame ashrav sheyotza me'olamo b'tahara, forced the person who leaves the world b'tahara la'or lefnei Hashem b'orachayim. Maybe that's why he learns from Sechta, because he gets this mission, he learns from the Neshama, you learn meat, and you start out, a person starts out as Tiva Surucha, Taimea, and he leaves the world in the state of Tahara.
Beautiful.
Okay? So we finish the Mishnah.
We have to start the
Mishnah. Finish the Mishnah. This is Gemara de Gazach. Okay.
Barbecue. Go ahead.
Now let's begin just for a few moments. Sechta Shvius. Sechta Shvius begins with until what time does Eilim Be'er Shvius Be'Shamemim called Zman Shu Yofel La'Peri U'Be'Shil El'Oimim Adhuat Seres? When are you allowed to plow in the field Erev Shvius? Be'Shamem says called Zman Shu Yofel La'Peri U'Be'Shil El'Oimim until Shavuos U'Kroivim Divrei Elu Lios K'Divrei Elu. Okay, what that means exactly, we're going to have to go wait until next time.